You need groceries.
Oh, you got to eat.
But you ain't got the money till the end of the week.
What do you do?
Well, you're SOL, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong, bitch!
Yeah?
This national store, one of the biggest groceries in America, is offering a brand new solution.
All right.
One that could eventually get your groceries right now, but you won't have to pay for them until they're long gone.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A big announcement from Costco yesterday.
Oh, that's a big one.
They have partnered with Affirm. Are you familiar with Affirm?
No.
Affirm is a company that offers buy now, pay later services for a whole bunch of different online stores.
All right. Is it kind of what a credit card does, though?
Kind of. But what they give you is a real-time eligibility quick check.
Oh.
So it's during checkout. You just enter your information, and instantly you know if they will give you a tiny little loan for what you're trying to buy. And most people do qualify. Costco says the Affirm program will allow purchases between $500 and $17,500.
Jesus Christ, at a Costco?
Instantly on their website.
Wow.
But it is believed, although it's not in the stores yet, if this goes well, it will also make it to the checkout at Costco. The problem, however.
What's the problem?
The installment plans. Affirm offers three to 36-month plans with APR rates between 10% and 36%.
Man, that's the whole fist.
Wow.
God damn, 36?
That is a lot.
Yes, yes it is.
Man, you are going to get hung out to dry quick.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, these companies like Affirm, and we'll get more into them later because there's multiple ones, have become unbelievably popular the last couple of years. And Tommy, you would think that if Costco is starting to move in this direction, other grocery stores are going to start looking at it as well.
They want to grab the cash too.
Is this a good idea?
Oh God, it's horrible.
Okay, why?
Because you're gonna hang yourself, and that interest rate is gonna bury you. You'll never get out from underneath it. It'll take you years.
And you're paying interest on the taxes.
Oh, the taxes!
Don't forget about the taxes.
I can't imagine because I remember those check cashing places that took like
20%
of your check, and I thought that was insane. This is 36% interest.
People, up to.
Right, and people are going to run it. If you're using this, you're already hurting.
Yeah, right? I mean, this isn't something you do for fun.
Right, this is like desperation food, right?
But you bring it up. I mean, Kimmy.
Yeah.
I'm still paying off bread from last week.
And I think that's what sucks, too, is at the end of it, like, you don't have anything to show for that money.
Right.
I mean, you obviously need it. You're eating it. But, like, there's nothing left at the end.
God,
you're just stuck with debt.
Look, everything you guys are saying is true, and I agree with all the points you're making. That being said, if your only option to put food on the table right now is this, isn't that a good option?
It's not a lifesaver, though.
For now, it is. If I'm living day to day, and there are lots of people living day to day, I mean, sometimes you just come up short. And outside of asking people you know to borrow money, there isn't really another option.
No, I understand.
Because you can make the argument that those payday loans where they just give you cash, those are more predatory.
Yeah.
You can't play beat the bank with checks anymore. Now they call that fraud.
I didn't just pay them with plastic.
But if you could pay with plastic, you wouldn't be taking these out.
Right, which means you don't have any credit.
Or you've run your credit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You maxed out your cards, man. So, like, man, you are going to be in such bad shape.
Okay, so this bothers you?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Because we've all been there. Man.
I agree with you, man. And that's why I'm looking at this. And you're right. By math, this is bad.
It'll take you forever to get out from underneath it.
Okay, but I'm living day to day right now, man.
I know.
And if you can, I mean, because eventually it's just going to put you even more behind.
And it'd be okay if you walked in and you just bought the staples, right? Like, this, you actually, but you know what's going to happen, man.
Well, yeah, I got credit, man.
I was just going to say, I would be so tempted to buy way more than I need.
Right. You know, beer's on sale.
Sure.
The chips are buy one, get one.
Yeah, I'm getting two chips for the price of one.
Thank you.
So it's not even like I'm spending interest. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if this bothers you,
the
way that this could potentially be used in grocery stores down the road, buckle up. Because it turns out.
What are they doing now?
It turns out groceries may not be the dumbest way these loans are being used. In late March, DoorDash, the food delivery service.
You're lazy ass eating good food.
They partnered with Klarna, which is another one of these types of loan companies, to allow people to finance fast food.
So, again, you can't even use your credit card anymore. So you're just taking out a loan. This is, oh, my God.
Okay. To quote DoorDash,
yeah.
When the option launches, DoorDash users can use Klarna to to pay in 4 interest-free payments or defer payments and let people pick a day that aligns with their paycheck schedules. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Tommy, you and I have been in some pretty bad debt.
Bro, I was drinking. I was going out drinking on my home equity line of credit, which is a second mortgage.
Yes, yes.
I was borrowing money from my bank to go drink.
And that's a really dumb idea.
Mm-hmm.
But even you or I, with the stupidity we had in our background, never got upside down on a burrito.
No, but I don't know. I may have.
But
if these things were available when I was doing this.
What if it was just as simple as clicking a button?
It is as simple.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I mean, I've noticed every time you make any type of purchase online, like it's either pay with credit card, pay with Apple Pay, or pay later. And like that's a button you can click and it'll show you the breakdown of the payments you'd make. And you're like, oh, $17 a month, not bad.
Not bad at all, especially when that burrito I'm buying now, it's only $3
a month. Yeah, like when they have it on display for you written out, it looks even more tempting.
And Kimmy, what makes this thing with DoorDash and Klarna an even bigger deal?
Yeah.
DoorDash already costs a fortune.
Yeah.
You're potentially spending double before you get into the loans.
Oh, really? Is that jacked up?
Well, no, I'm saying even before the loans. I mean, DoorDash to have
it. I'm saying they jack up the food price.
Well, you have a delivery fee. There's like, Kimmy, how many mystery fees in a DoorDash or an Uber Eats or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see it till the end.
So there's fees. Okay.
Oh, it's ridiculous. So then you spend all that extra money to get it brought to your door. Now you're adding 15 to 30% interest on your double price of food. You could be, no exaggeration, looking at a $40 Taco Bell burrito.
Here's the thing about all these. The reason you're here and you're using these things tells me You're gonna hang yourself. Everybody who uses this is gonna hang themselves.
Yes, that's what they're designed for.
Right, because you're at the end of your rope. This is your last option.
Yes, but again,
but your fat ass is eating a burrito.
Okay, yeah, like there's no excuse for the
door. No, you're
the DoorDash. You can't justify financing fast food. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Costco has partnered with a company named Affirm. They are one of these quick credit eligibility companies. They allow you to break up your purchases of online stuff over however many months, right? The interest goes anywhere from 10 to 36%. And right now, it's just available on Costco's website for purchases between $500 and $17,500. However, there is word that if this goes well, Costco could start using this for people to buy actual groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, there are going to be other grocery stores.
Oh, sure.
Right? And you get stuck in a spot. This feels like your only option, but you're going to pay out the ass down the road. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
You sit here with the wisdom of all of the mistakes that you've made.
Yeah.
Right? Kimmy's always been good with money, so I don't want to hear from her. It's not people like you or people that like me that we have to worry about.
Here. Who's that?
It's the kids.
Oh, the young people,
teenagers to mid-20-something. And
just starting out.
That's where the folks who sell credit always find suckers. Like, there's a reason, Tommy, they set up those credit card application booths in those college unions for years. And it turns out young people already have a ton of experience with these types of quick loan retail online places.
How so?
Last year's holiday shopping season saw these businesses hit an all-time high. Folks spent, are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Sit down.
How much?
Americans spent $18 billion using just short-term instant loan companies like Affirm and Klarna.
These new things.
$18
billion. That's like buying an aircraft carrier.
And consumers under 30 were the overwhelming bulk of their customers.
So these young kids are underwater.
Yeah, they don't have enough money to buy nice things for the people they love.
They're behind.
Yes. Like, I mean, are there people 252-WCMF that have used it? Are we overreacting to this? Is it as bad as we think it is? Because we're used to super predatory stuff.
Yeah.
You brought up the check cashing places, the payday loans, stuff like that.
Second mortgages that they turn into what they call second mortgages was always like a really bad term, like for my father's generation.
Yeah,
he's got to take out a second mortgage. But then they turned it into home equity line of credit.
Well, that sounds way better.
Well, that sounds like I'm financially savvy.
I'm actually using the money I already have in my house.
Right, it's my money.
Right? Well, use it when you need it.
Yes.
I have a structured
settlement. Yeah, I mean, I would just think that because like what you're talking about are like those bigger loans, being tempted by those. When I think it's broken up into all these smaller ways of doing it, it's got to be so easy to lose track of it all, especially if you're paying different companies for different things.
That's a great point.
There may be a payment that you're missing that you could afford or you could pay that you may have just forgotten about. And I don't know what that looks like 10 years from now when they come looking for it.
But I will say this. When I was a young kid coming up, and I worked in the meat business, the grocery business, every guy, every girl I knew my age was busted.
Yeah.
Was like, you know, maxed out on credit cards, you know, was living for Friday, just get the beer, get the weed, go have some fun. So maybe I don't worry as much. Like, it's always been like this. Like, the young set, you always start out behind the eight ball and you eventually crawl out from underneath it.
Okay. So here's the thing. What you said.
But it is easier now.
Well, it's not only is it easier. What you said, I hope you're right.
And there's more temptation.
Yes, I hope you're right. It's not just those two things.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say a guy of your generation, yeah, even when I was coming up, it was easier to get out of that stuff because you made, like,
yeah, you made money. You made a good wage.
You made a good living, right? Like, I mean, I don't know how many folks.
And there was opportunities in the future.
Exactly. Like, when you combine these traps, right, with the fact that I'm not guaranteed a job that's going to pay me enough. Yeah.
And you're getting bombarded, and it's easy.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We've been rambling.
All right.
Talking to you. Tommy sounded the alarm on debt.
Yes.
A man who somehow is still in debt from like 1978.
Yes.
Jake's on CMF. Hey, Jake, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
I've used these before. I'm, for preference, I'm in my late 20s. I just wouldn't use them, like, you know, you can't afford to normally buy that good.
Okay.
Pretty simple, but most people my age can't do that.
Sure. No, I understand. Look, man, I get the draw of it.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it. Tommy and I were, I mean, look, I was so bad with money that I wasn't allowed to use banks. I'm not making that up. I had overdrawn my account so bad, so I'm not judging.
He was basically Cuba.
Jake, what I'm wondering is, when you get into this agreement with Klarna or Affirm, I mean, have you gotten yourself in any trouble? Were you able to make the payments on time? How did it go for you?
I've had no problem making those payments. They give you a full breakdown of, like, how much you're going to spend at the end of the day. They give you your options. They give you, like, your three options. I've used Affirm. They'll usually do, like, a 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, or sometimes up to 3 years.
So you can't get a credit card?
Yeah.
You can't?
Yeah.
Why?
Why can I?
No, he can get a credit card.
Oh, you can get a credit card. Why don't you use that credit card?
I have. Sometimes it's just, like, a quick little, like, $200 item that I just don't want to put onto my credit card limit, and they'll just give me that quick little bit, and they'll have it paid off in 6 months.
All right, so let me ask you this, Jake, and we appreciate you explaining to the old people how all this works.
If he interrupts you in the middle of your sentence.
Tell me about your credit card!
Why are you confusing?
What about the credit card?
Jake, what is the most expensive thing you've bought with, you said you use Klarna or Affirm?
Affirm.
Okay, what's the most expensive thing you've bought with Affirm?
Probably some parts for my computer at like $700.
All right, and in the end, how much extra did you spend? Because you said they lay it out for you.
I think it was 10% APY, so it was like $100 extra over a year.
All right, and you were fine with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Jake says he's in. Jake says, you're an old man. You don't get it. Wearing your members only look at jacket made out of camel hair.
I didn't know you needed parts for your computer.
Old man.
Jake, thanks.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. There goes Jake. I still don't like it.
I
still don't like it at all.
No.
Because you also hear, and Jake sounds like a great kid. And like you said, we were all in this situation at one point. There's also that arrogance of being young and not understanding. Not that he doesn't understand.
No,
but I got this. You know, you didn't have this. You guys didn't have payday loans when you were kids. You just walk in and they give you money, man.
Yeah, but I like his logic with, I don't want to put all that money on my credit card. You're just
credit
putting it on another credit statement.
No, but here's where he's getting. You can't use Klarna or Affirm for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I'm 22 years old and I have an emergency that shows up that costs me $300.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Klarna can't go to the urgent care.
Right.
So I want to keep that money clear on my credit card. I get the logic
there.
Use a credit card. Take out your diner's club. I don't know why I'm insulting you. I'm still on your side. Ian writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He said, I dated a girl who did that Klarna stuff to fund her closet full of shoes. It was so stupid. But it sounds like you said dated, so who broke up with who?
Yeah.
Sounds like
I would hate to be a young person right now, except for having a young penis. I mean, it would suck.
Well, yeah, it's not easy.
No.
Right? I'm with you. I am scared for these
kids.
They're
not having fun.
I think they're still having fun.
Bro, we had fun.
Shut up.
We had 70s fun.
You're
bro.
Doing old man stuff again. You guys think you know
kids don't have fun anymore. They don't know
no drinking.
Like I do debt.
No
you
gonorrhea.
Know it, you know what it is.
What?
Nobody wants the fun anymore.
No, they don't.
Nobody wants to wake Chuck.
Nobody
anymore.
Wants to party.
And here's the thing. What's funny about this is just yeah. when we think we get smarter as yeah. a society, they find a new way to get you.
Yeah.
Because, like, we figured out the dangers of credit cards for young people. There were laws put in place to help curb predatory behavior. And then here comes stuff like this.
It's evil business.
But they get
though.
You and they make you feel smart about it. And I think that's it, too, because they don't paint it like you're going to be in debt. They paint it as this is a smart option because you're breaking it up into smaller payments.
Yes.
So in your mind, you think you're being, like, financially responsible by doing it this way.
I mean, there's a science to this. They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Chris writes us on Instagram, again, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way. He says, Rent-A-Center's been banking off these methods for years, getting the items instead of the cash loan. And that's the funniest thing, right? Like, rental places for appliances where you could buy to own were exposed as being a terrible deal.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And look, I know there are people that still do it, but they're not doing it because they think they're getting a great deal. They're doing it out of desperation.
Big advertisers on CMF back in the day.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Oh, we used to do gigs there all the time.
And here's the thing. Again, I get it. If that's your way you get a refrigerator.
Or a TV.
You got to do what you got to do, right? But like this Klarna Affirm is a similar business model where you can buy whatever you want. And people are like, oh, yeah, well, this is better. Why?
I don't know.
All right, we'll take one more call because maybe, again, we're all out of touch. It's possible we're out of touch. 252-WCMF. They started with Costco announcing they are teaming with Affirm. Or was it Klarna? Going back up. Hold on.
I think he said Affirm.
Affirm. They're partnering with Affirm to allow the quick loans on their websites for people that want to buy between $500 and $17,500. Although there is word from insiders that if this works well, they will start to allow it for groceries.
So it's just a personal loan company.
Instant personal loan.
Yeah.
Kyle's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Kyle, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What up?
So I used Klarna and Affirm at the same time. We took a vacation to Nashville last year. We used Affirm for the flights, and we used Klarna for the Airbnb, and we only ended up paying an extra $50 over 6 months of, you know, paying little bits on each, and then it was paid off.
Okay, so you had a pleasant experience with this.
Yeah, it was a pleasant experience. I don't know if I would use it again because I'm sure they gave you deals for first-time users, so I'm sure now there's going to be a little more interest if I were to use it again. But overall, it was it definitely helped our trip.
All right. So, like, let me ask, because, you know, whoever we just talked to before said they lay out how much extra you spend. Kyle, do you know how much extra you spent using those things? Did they lay it out for you?
In total, between both of them, it was like $40.
Ah, look at that. Beating the system.
But again, like, why wouldn't you use your credit card and get the points?
Is a credit card like a credit card? Like, how does that work?
I don't know. I just drank water.
No, but no. Kyle, have you applied for a credit card? Because I hear it might be better than an actual credit card, according to this guy that I work with that talks for a living.
I have a credit card. I just never use it because I'm fortunate enough to where I don't really need to use it.
But then you go take a personal loan. I don't get this.
All right. Well, hey, look, I mean, it sounds like he beat the system out that first try. Yeah. Kyle, thanks for the call, buddy. I mean, look, I'm with you. If I were him, I would look into
it. I would get the points on a card. You can use them.
And especially, like, you get extra points on your credit card, from what I understand.
Especially if you travel.
We'll finish it up with this. Because we sound like old men.
Yes, we do.
But this is going to make you feel better.
All right.
Jacob writes us on Instagram again, Duffy on WCMF. Just pay for it in full in the beginning. I don't even have a credit card. I'm 24. Go to work.
Well, that's an old man take for a 24-year-old.
Get it. Go to work.
I pay in full.
Pay in full. Go to work. Take a break. No road trip goes exactly to plan.
No, of course not.
But a whole bunch of people had that experience to the extreme yesterday in Henrietta.
What happened?
Well, they started the day in Buffalo. They were supposed to end up in New York City.
Nice.
But they found themselves stranded in a buffet parking lot?
That is nice.
All while the driver
yeah.
of the biggest vehicle you could put on the road was trying to escape?
From what?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. And this story starts yesterday on the thruway.
Yeah.
Now, details are vague. In fact, we had to use two different news stories that were reporting two different parts of the story to piece this together. However, according to 10NBC, a coach bus, coach-style bus.
Yeah, like a big private tour bus.
You got it. That it started the morning in Buffalo, making its way to New York City, allegedly got in some sort of accident near Rochester on the thruway.
Okay.
And it was a bus full of passengers when it happened. Mm. The bus apparently got off the thruway somewhere in the greater Rochester area because state troopers reached out to the Monroe County Sheriff's Department to help them find this bus that may have been in an accident. And they did find it.
Okay.
Troopers say they located the damaged bus on Jefferson Road in Henrietta. But there was one little weird detail.
What is that?
There were now no passengers on the bus.
Oh, so the bus is empty.
Mm-hmm. All right. For the rest of the story, we have to jump over to News 8.
All right, what happened?
Passengers on the bus that was apparently in the accident say the bus driver stopped in the parking lot of the Golden Corral on Jefferson Road.
And what happened there?
Well, they had them get off the bus.
Sleep break.
Yep.
Yep.
And then abandoned them there.
Well, when you say abandoned, he got back in the bus and drove off.
Left them in the parking lot of the Golden Corral.
And he drove off in the bus.
This is what it seems.
Wait a minute. All their stuff's on there.
Apparently, they got
like their luggage.
It looks like they got their stuff off the bus.
Okay. Oh, they did?
Yes.
Wait, so they're in the lot with my luggage, and there goes my ride.
Folks who were on the bus say they were stranded in the parking lot of the Golden Corral in Henrietta for 3 hours, having no idea what was going on. Eventually, another bus came and picked them up, but while all of this was happening, they had no clue what to do and where their trip was taking them. Now, we go back to the bus that was found on Jefferson Road.
Yeah.
The Monroe County Sheriff's Department says they found the bus, but there is one detail missing in this story.
Yeah.
There is no word on whether or not they found the driver.
So they found a bus, no driver.
Now, it doesn't say that, but it doesn't say in the story that they found the driver.
So he could have split.
It's possible. And if the driver was not with the bus, somebody want to explain what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, where did he disappear to?
Because here's the thing. Around noon, Kimmy, we had the story about the people being stranded in the Golden Corral parking lot. We also had the story of the bus being found. And there's a picture of the bus in a parking lot near the Golden Corral, but not in front of the Golden Corral, with some like dings on it.
Yeah.
But that's all we have. We don't know who the driver was. We don't know if they have the driver. We don't know what the driver did. We don't know what the intention was of getting off the thruway if there was an accident. It looks like there was an accident because there's damage to the side of the bus.
Man, did they say where this bus was coming from? Because I was
Buffalo.
Thinking. Now, originally?
It said started in Buffalo. Okay. It was headed to New York City.
Man.
Why? What were you thinking?
Well, I was just wondering, like, you know, it sounds like one of those Bodine-style tour bus. Like, you go down to see a Yankees game and shop or whatever that they run. But usually those have, like, a lot of people from out of country.
Mm. Asian folks is what you're trying to say. Yeah. A lot of Asian tourists.
Like, they come down to Toronto, and then they catch these buses.
Yeah. It's weird. We get these style buses in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, there's Asian tourists that come down and see High Falls.
So you can imagine, you're not even familiar with the area.
Yeah.
And now you're stuck in a parking lot somewhere.
Very possible.
Yeah.
Very possible.
That's got to be really scary, man.
The good news is...
What? Golden Corral was open.
Well, no, not even that. It wasn't open, actually. That's the most torturous part. It was too early. So, like, there you have the greatest buffet in America.
Yeah.
If it was a bunch of Asian tourists, dynamite Asian restaurants in that plaza.
Oh, okay.
You got the Dumpling House there.
Oh.
You got another Asian restaurant behind it. Very good. And Indian right on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah. And a Chinese buffet across the street.
But what if they came here for American fare?
Well, too bad.
Yeah.
Eat what you know.
What would be confusing as a passenger is, first of all, you don't know. We don't know what this driver said before he took off. Like, hey, another bus is coming.
By the way, you say he. We don't know the gender.
Oh, true. I guess I just.
This could be a woman as well, Kimmy.
Yeah. Well,
way to Tommy yourself.
We don't know what the driver said before leaving. Like, they could have let them know that, there's another bus coming, or I'm going to go take this quick to see what's going on. Like, we don't. They were there for an undisclosed amount of time. So I wouldn't even know as a passenger, like, when to make a call that the bus wasn't coming, who to call that the bus wasn't here, Like, do I call the police? Am I supposed to call the bus company?
They don't tell you anything.
I don't know what to do in this situation.
I mean, the first thing, thank God for Google, because if this happened 30 years ago, they would be legitimately effed. I mean, they could pull out their phone, Google the name of the company they took, and call someone in an office.
But they might not even know what's going on yet.
You're right, but at least you have the ability to get a hold of someone and be like, yo, we need something.
And how long do you give it, though? Because let's say the driver said they were coming back.
And this is your trip.
Yeah.
You're already over an hour into it. Oh, man, you're so effed.
So with all the information we have about this bus that allegedly got in an accident on the thruway, got off, dropped off these people that started in Buffalo on their way to New York City in the Golden Corral parking lot and then left.
Yeah.
And again, we don't know if the driver has been found yet. I'm not a coach bus driver.
Yeah.
I never have been.
Mm.
And maybe there are folks listening that can help us out with this, but it seems like not great business practice nor practice for your bus driving career to make everyone get off a bus, get their stuff, leave them in a parking lot for 3 hours. Also at baseline, just before leaving the scene of an accident seems pretty illegal.
And
if that damage the bus sustained in the photo that was on the news last night is not from an accident, what the hell happened? And why don't we have more details? What is the government trying to cover up, Tommy?
So this guy, or woman.
Yeah, somebody, person.
Sounds like there's a little bit more to the past of this. You know what I mean? You go back.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what?
What do you mean? Like, of the person's
like,
background?
Why would a bus driver act like that?
I mean, did they just freak out?
Could be, but...
What? Well, like,
I mean, if it's a minor accident, obviously the bus was drivable, so he moved it to from the interstate all the way into Henrietta.
Yeah. And so, that's, and by the way, that's not a short trip either, getting off the 90 there.
Yeah.
So the bus isn't that disabled.
No.
But to, like, drop everybody off and then move the bus again. And you make them get all their luggage out.
Was there a miscommunication with the bus company? Like, that driver thought
they told me to get out and sprint.
Well, no, I was saying, did the driver think that there was another bus coming to pick up the passengers?
Even if there was, why did you move the bus?
Right. Like, they're more comfortable sitting in a bus or something.
Yeah.
Waiting for another bus.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That would make sense.
Just run the AC and you can sit there.
Also, again, very important question. Where's the driver?
Yeah.
Where is the driver?
They got a ride home. Took an Uber.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Go.
All right, let's say you guys are on this bus. Mm-hmm. You leave Buffalo at, 6 o'clock in the morning. You should be in New York City by 1 or 2. You get stranded in the parking lot of Golden Corral.
Yeah.
You have no idea what's going on. You're just standing there with your luggage. Do you get on the other bus?
Well, yeah, because I got plans. If you have plans in New York City for a weekend, if it's Memorial Day weekend.
You're right.
So you're going to go down there and do some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're going to lose money.
Right,
yeah, I'm happy to get on the next bus.
I just want
to
get there.
Let's go. Let's go. Like, bring me to either home or where we're going.
Okay. I want to go to my
sick
vacation.
Of standing around.
All right, but let's talk about the destination, because the bus is going to take you to your destination. Yeah. You're going to New York City. Counterpoint to the point you just made. We're an hour into this trip.
Yeah.
I've been standing in this parking lot 3 times longer than I've been moving towards my destination.
I understand.
With a company who hired a driver that thought this was a good idea.
Yeah.
Why would you get on the second bus? Mm-hmm. If you're from Buffalo, you're an hour away. Yeah. And that's either an expensive Uber ride or a huge favor from someone you know.
Right.
But you have the ability to get home within 60 minutes and not roll the dice again.
But you lost your vacation completely.
Okay, yeah. I'm in a parking lot.
I'm going on a vacation.
You're both going to New York City?
Yeah.
I'm going home.
I mean, it's...
Well, you don't want to be on a trip anyway.
I don't mind a bus.
No, you had an attitude since we got on.
Well, yeah, because I told you this was going to happen. Now we're straight into Golden Corral. You don't want to listen.
You're all packed up. You're ready to go. I would just see it as a delay and let's move on.
Well, okay, a delay. LA is an airport for 2.5 hours while they're de-icing the plane. This does not happen. This is not standard bus procedure where you're abandoned in a parking lot for 3 hours.
You don't feel immediate relief when that next bus shows up? Like, I am happy to get back on that bus.
I think I'd be nervous. Because
what about what?
Why did your first bus driver take off?
All right, we got him now. He's gone.
No.
He's a no good.
No,
we got a good guy now.
I think. How do you know? Because I thought the first guy was a good guy.
Well, this one's definitely. But the odds are we got a good one.
Hell of a sprinter, that first guy, but not a good bus driver, it seems. No, man, I'm going home. I don't want to risk anything.
So I was on vacation. We took one of these tour bus things, and it hit a car. Like, it rolled over. Not bad, but it was a slow roll.
Okay.
So we had to get off the bus, and they brought another bus for us to get on to finish this tour.
Okay.
And it was the same driver. Yes. Like, I looked at my wife, I go, oh my God, it's the same guy that just rolled over the back of this really nice BMW. But what else do you do? Like, we're sitting there like, all right.
Well,
and he got his one car hit and out of the way for the day.
Can we also, I think we're also failing to consider.
Right.
This bus was also probably in a car accident on the throughway.
It could have been, yeah.
Which is super scary if you're in that bus. So I've gone through an accident with this company. I have been abandoned for 3 hours, according to the reports. I'm going home. I don't care what the Uber costs.
Just
I'm going
give it up.
Go on vacation.
Done. There's because some RIT student who drives Uber who's about to make a whole bunch of money driving my ass an hour home.
I would hate like losing all that money and not getting a vacation out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? That's better then.
What?
Being stuck in Utica for what 3 hours?
I was going to say, what if you were like 3 hours into your trip?
Okay, now that's a question.
So you're around near Albany.
Yeah, I get that like you can turn around and go home pretty easily if you're stuck in Rochester. But like if you're, you know, more towards Albany
area. You can smell New York. Smell them burrows. Almost
burrows
there,
baby. Of Albany?
Oh, yeah. No, I said you're almost there. You can smell
the burrows. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I think
you could kind of be stuck in the middle of nowhere, depending on which way you're going.
I think that 3 hours is my line of demarcation. Mm. Once we've hit 3 hours, I'm just going to ride it out no matter what happens. But anything shorter than that?
Really?
I'm
so, like, 2 hours
go home.
You're still?
Yeah.
Plenty to see in Buffalo.
I guess.
Go there.
Yeah.
If I'm from Buffalo and I make it to Syracuse, I'm not turning around and going home.
I can't think of a company that could abandon me somewhere where I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I want to see what else you got up your sleeve today.
Well, the company didn't. The guy did.
Yeah,
the
I don't company think that's protocol.
The company hired the guy.
I understand. But, yeah, every company makes mistakes.
Sure, yeah.
And you're safe. You got all your luggage. You know, nobody's, you know, hurt. So let's chalk that up to a little, you know, cute story we can tell when we get home.
Is this you on the phone talking to somebody who's calling? Where the hell's our bus coming to pick us up? All right, I'm dying to know, and I'm hoping we get a little more clarification today. What the hell happened to this driver?
Yeah.
Right? If they have been located, what actually happened on the thruway? Because there are a whole bunch of unanswered questions.
Yeah.
And did these people make it to New York City?
Yeah.
Or are they currently sitting around eating a bowl of Utica Greens as we speak? They say you can't have too much of a good thing.
You got that right.
This story, I would say this proves that's wrong.
All right.
Because here's the thing. I mean, it's not a terrible idea. It's just too much.
Too much?
Now it's too much. Because I love beer.
Mm-hmm.
Most people love beer. But beer doesn't have to be in everything. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Kingsford Charcoal has teamed up with Miller Lite.
Wait. The briquette.
Yep. You got it. And they have released beer coal.
So it's like beer-infused charcoal to make your food have a beer taste to it?
Nailed it.
Interesting.
Okay.
So is there other infused charcoal?
I mean, there's like different flavors you can.
Oh, yeah, but it's usually like wood, like mesquite or something, not like, you know, Jack Daniels briquettes.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I switched to gas against my better judgment a couple years ago, so I've been out of the charcoal game for a while.
Yeah, that's old school. Yeah.
I do love charcoal grill.
I hate it.
Okay, of course, because you're a bitch.
You want to make a mess and it gets soot all over everything?
It's so much better.
No,
it tastes
it's
so
not.
Much better. Look, we're not going to have this debate. The bottom line is this. They say although the charcoal has notes of Miller Lite, there is no actual alcohol in the charcoal. But yeah, like you said.
They used to steam like hot dogs and beer and stuff like that. So.
But I mean, that was actual beer, right? I mean, this is notes of Miller Lite.
Yeah.
I mean, who the hell even knows if it works, right? But.
It's just going to smell like the brewery's on fire.
Here's the thing. This isn't one of those like one-off, you can only get it for an hour on their website kind of collaborations. The companies say these will be available across the U.S.
Damn.
So you may be able to go out and find your beer coal made by Kingsford and Miller Lite. All right.
Mm.
I don't want to sound like a traitor to my generation.
Yeah.
Because I am on record, along with Kimmy, as a big fan of Fusion.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll try it. Try it. Any of most of the Fusion stuff we've talked about, I'm like, you know, it doesn't sound great, but I'm willing to try it.
All right, here's the thing. Not everything with beer in it is going to be a good idea.
Okay.
All right?
No.
And it kind of feels like we're forcing this one.
Yeah.
But this one kind of goes together to me, no?
Well, no, because I'm going to have a beer with my burger.
But people find all different ways of cooking with beer. This is just another one of them, in a way.
But like you said, there's already.
I don't think that's that odd.
I'm not saying it's odd. I'm not saying it would be bad. I'm saying this one feels forced.
Okay. I'm surprised if it hasn't happened sooner.
But see, I don't want all my food to smell like a beer. I'm having a party. I'm grilling out multiple things. Everything's going to have that beer taste.
You know what it is? Probably he grills like vegetables. Ooh, my vegetables taste like beer. I don't like it.
Well, yeah. Let's say I'm doing chicken, dogs, and burgers.
Yeah.
Do I want a chicken breast that tastes like a beer? But this doesn't sound very good to me.
I mean, like, chicken's supposed to be mesquite. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Like, those
it's too much.
I mean, look, it feels like we're not asking if we should.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking if we can.
Yeah.
And that's what got all those scientists in trouble in Jurassic Park.
Right?
Just because you can doesn't mean you have to. And like in a situation like barbecue, right, or cooking out or whatever.
Yeah.
Like this weekend, if you're going to go have a cookout for Memorial Day.
Yeah, this is it.
Right? you will probably have a beer in your hand while you're eating the grilled food. So why do I need to add more beer?
I agree.
On top of my beer?
Yeah.
Just seems like too much. Maybe it's good. Maybe there's a time and a place. But I don't know if we need mass-produced beer charcoal briquettes. Right?
Yes.
Is that fair?
Yeah. I just didn't think anybody even used that stuff anymore.
Charcoal.
Yeah.
No, there are guys that swear by it. They will only use charcoal.
But when you go to like Lowe's or Home Depot, it's just a line of gas grills.
Okay, I know what you're trying to do right now, and I don't appreciate it.
What?
You're trying to goad me.
What?
You know what?
Charcoal is better to cook with.
Yeah.
No, then why do you switch?
It tastes better because it's just easier, and I hate
myself. I can't remember the last time I saw somebody cooking on a charcoal.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless they were like at a park or something or a tailgate.
I never understand those people that use the ones that are at the park.
Yeah.
Those rusty.
Oh, I use those all the time.
Oh, my God.
Bro, it cooks
rusty,
all the stuff off.
Ratty looking things.
I would use those on a regular basis when I was younger.
Yeah, they're not healthy.
Bro, you just you wire it off. You let the heat burn off whatever's on there.
If you go to a graduation party, it's likely those are used.
Why would you not use those?
It's like eating bird ass.
What are you talking? It cooks off, man. It's heat.
I know, but just the thought of it. Okay. Like everything that's made a nest in that thing, man.
Don't be a bitch. Look, if I go to a barbecue and I see that somebody is cooking with charcoal, I instantly believe they know what they're doing.
So I think they're broke because they couldn't afford a gas grill. I always think that's like low end, like my dad's generation, the old barbecue pit.
It's good. My dad only cooked with charcoal.
Like, again, busted ass your dad who chintzed out on everything, even his family, is now going to be serving me low end ho chicken.
Low end ho chicken?
off of his little barbecue pit.
I've never seen that at the Chinese restaurant, and I didn't know my dad had Asian flavor.
Oh, no, ho chicken was a great joint.
My only memories of charcoal.
It has to be your grandparents.
Well, no, it was whenever we'd go to my aunt's house, and it always took the adults like hours to get that thing going. So I remember being starving when I was a kid because the food didn't come out for like 5 hours.
Okay, that's on them for not starting the grill early
And people also overdo the lighter fluid.
Yeah.
You always get that lighter fluid taste in it too.
Okay.
Hey, can I get one more carcinogen to go with this meal?
Are you being serious right now? This man is cooking with propane?
Listen, man, I went Blackstone. I ain't never going back.
Well, I did too, and the Blackstone's great. Oh, I love my Blackstone.
It's the man.
Look, I will be honest with you. When I hit that little button to start it, it does. All I hear is like, bitch, bitch, bitch.
I get
bitch,
a boner
bitch.
When I turn that thing on, man.
Bitch, 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 bitch. Danny writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Tommy is such a little bitch. Charcoal is the way to go.
Yeah. It's more pretty. It's the way that we used to do it.
252 WCMF. We're talking about how Kingsford Charcoal and Miller Lite have gotten together for a collaboration. It's called Beer Coal, beer infused charcoal. They say that it will make your food have hints of Miller Lite in it.
Ooh.
Thought maybe we took it a little too far there. Now we've gotten an argument about charcoal. You are old school.
Yeah.
You should be pro charcoal.
Mm.
Only the best chefs cook with charcoal. Jim's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy. How are you, buddy?
Good for yourself, guys.
What's up?
That's all I use is charcoal on. I use that. They have Jack Daniels got charcoal. Well, it's got Jack Daniels parts of the barrel. And then you put that on there and you get that Jack Daniels smoke on the meat.
That sounds really healthy, man. You're going to die, Jim. How old are you, Jimmy?
What's that?
How old are you, Jimmy?
I'm going to be 50 here in 2 weeks.
You ain't going to see 60,
for
brother.
For God's sakes, man.
Burning barrel pits.
That's what charcoal is. It's just wood.
Yes, but it's wood that it had another purpose.
It's wood.
It probably had like shellac and like stain on it.
It's
and you're
probably
burning
fine.
It.
It's no, they wouldn't do that. So wait, does it actually
twitching Jim over here says
yeah. You
enjoy your hot dogs that are all over the patio. I'm having a spasm.
Hey Jim, does it actually taste like Jack Daniels when you're done cooking it?
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It doesn't taste like Jack Daniels.
Maybe I'll go buy like a $30 charcoal grill. I want to try this.
Man.
Shut up.
You want to be twitching, Jim?
Jimmy, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Jim does not like you. He does not like you at all.
That's not like his new nickname.
Oh. Twitching Jim. 252 WCMF. Bro, you shook the charcoal tree.
Yeah, of course. You did.
They're all coming out.
Come
all
don't yell at
bums.
Me. I'm just a messenger.
Burn bumps?
Yes.
Dave's on CMF. Hey, Dave, how are you, buddy?
Morning.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'd just like to say you could cook inside with propane, but there are warnings about cooking with charcoal inside your garage. It releases poisons, and it could kill you.
Yeah, understood.
And you're putting that stuff into your food.
Yeah, but, I mean, propane can also kill you when it explodes.
Good point.
This is true. This is true. But it also, I believe it's healthier because it's not releasing carcinogens when you're cooking.
Are we sure that propane is not a carcinogen?
Yeah.
You sure? How are we sure, Dave? How are we sure?
We heat our homes. It's 90-plus efficient, just like natural
gas.
Hey,
having fun here, guys?
Hey, guys, we're having a lot of fun back there. Let's talk about the real issue.
Propane efficiency.
Which carcinogens are you heating your home with and cooking your food? So you're pure propane, Dave.
Yes.
Okay, but haven't
this
they done...
propane Dave, baby.
Haven't they done studies that shows any grilled red meat also is a carcinogen?
Any cooked red meat. It's not just any grill.
Yeah,
it's
no, that's what I mean. So, like, I mean,
is what they're claiming.
No, I understand what they're claiming. So, like, the charcoal thing, that bothers you. The other one, they're claiming it.
Yeah, well, people have died from when the power's out trying to, and it's cold out, bringing their...
Yeah, no, I know about that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's good advice.
I also know people that died because they ate way too much grilled red meat, Dave.
Well, yeah. And it doesn't matter where you cook it, whether it's cooked in,
I got you.
You know, baked in the oven, cooked on a stove.
I guess my argument is, you know, six of one, half a dozen of the other. If you're concerned about cancer one way, why wouldn't you be concerned about cancer the other way?
Well, something's going to get you no matter what.
Oh, it's going to get you.
That's my point, buddy. Thanks for the call, bud. Have a good rest of the day. I don't get, hey, man, when I'm grilling this red meat, I want it to be the healthiest non-carcinogen possible. Man, this guy, look, all of a sudden, we're having fun with Twitchy Jim.
Were we? Twitch and Jim didn't seem to be having much fun.
Yeah, well, he's on the floor right now.
All right, 252-WCF. We'll take one more call. Bill's got the last word. Hey, Billy boy, how are you?
Hey, guys, pretty good. You know, you were talking about beer-infused charcoal. Well, do a little thing out here in Ontario. I have beer-infused ice cream.
Oh. I think you're too far, Bill. I would try it, though.
I'd try beer-infused ice cream.
Not on the grill, Tommy. Come on.
Tommy, come on. Come on, Tommy. We're having fun. We're trying to talk beer-infused ice cream here.
I'm sorry. It's so confusing.
But, yeah, so I've done a number of different ice creams using craft beer from throughout New York State, and right now a little plug. We have
that started about a minute ago.
A maple bourbon stout, a Scotch ale, and a bananas Foster ice cream.
Damn.
They're all non-alcoholic.
All right.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right.
Come out to Ontario. Give it a shot.
All right. Where can I find the bananas Foster non-alcoholic ice cream?
We're at Richie's Market in Ontario on Lake Road.
Oh, is that the Amish joint?
No, we're not. Nope. We're just down the road from Hedges.
All right. There you go. Bill, thanks for the call, buddy.
Out that way.
Out that way. Out that way.
You know where Chinsey's used to be?
Well, you know
Sports
who,
bar.
You know who got a part-time job out there?
Who's that?
Doing the flailing arm?
Who's that?
Twitchy Jim. Twitchy Jim. I'm sorry, Jim. You're a nice guy. It's just such a good nickname.
Is he? I don't know.
We had no choice.